Som rád, že tu môžem byť.
Glad I can be here.
Som rád, že tu ja môžem byť.
If you haven't been here for a while, welcome back.
Ak ste tu neboli dlhšiu dobu, tak vítajte naspäť.
And I just want to say, because it was on my mind as I was here.
A chcem vám ešte povedať, lebo som to mal na mysli, kým som sedel.
Just want to thank you everyone who helped set up this morning.
Chcem sa poďakovať všetkým, ktorí ste dnes ráno prišli a pomohli nachystať to tu celé.
And every morning.
A každé ráno, v nedeľu, ktorý chodívate.
You know, I was coming, Gabe and I were coming, we're like, I have no idea what's going to be, what I'm stepping into.
Ja som ráno išiel s Gabkom a hovoril som si, no vôbec neviem, čo nás dneska čaká.
And then you guys were all here.
A potom vy všetci ste boli tu.
And it was so helpful.
A bolo to veľmi nápomocné.
So thank you guys, especially you young guys.
A ďakujeme hlavne týmto mladým mužom.
But we're going to be in the book of Numbers, so I want to encourage you guys to open up there.
Budeme v knihe Numbers alebo 4. Mojžišova.
And let's pray.
Takže ak máte Biblie, tak si tam môžete nalistovať, ale predtým ešte sa alebo numery po slovensky. Mm-hmm. No, po slovensky.
It's the fourth Moses, I think.
Well, I said, yeah, but in Slovak, numery, not numbers. Mm-hmm. Číselná kniha.
All right. Let's just pray.
Pomodlíme sa.
Lord, we just thank you in all the ways that we just sang about, Lord.
Pane, my ti ďakujeme za všetko to, čo si a za všetko to, čo sme o tebe spievali.
Lord, you are holy, holy, holy.
Ty si svätý, svätý, svätý.
Lord, you alone are worthy.
Ty jediný si hodný.
You're the one that we want to follow.
Ty si ten, ktorého chceme nasledovať.
Lord, you're the one who has our heart.
Ty si ten, ktorý už má naše srdcia.
And Lord, we just want to just humbly come to your word.
A teraz chceme v pokore pristupovať k tvojmu slovu.
We'd love to hear from you.
A chceme počuť od teba.
Lord, we'd love to be stirred up by your spirit.
A chceme byť roznietení tvojim Duchom Svätým.
So we ask that you would do that as we get into your word now.
A preto ťa prosíme, aby si to robil teraz, ako budeme prichádzať k tvojmu slovu.
That you would remind us of yourself and refresh and renew your love for us even now.
Aby si nám pripomínal veci o sebe, aby si nás občerstvoval zo svojho slova.
And we just pray these things in your great name.
A toto všetko sa modlíme v tvojom úžasnom mene.
Amen.
Amen.
So Numbers, it's been hard. I'm going to grab my water. No, my water's not there. My water's here. Good. it's been hard to go through these you know, to take on a whole book in one Sunday.
Bolo to také ťažké, aby sme si prešli celú knihu za jednu nedeľu.
For me basically because as I've been going through during the week, there's just basically too many good things to talk about.
Lebo pre mňa, keď som sa pripravoval na nedeľu počas týždňa, tak je tam toho hrozne veľa dobrého, o čom by som mohol rozprávať.
You know, so I'll start out with, you know, like 10 pages of notes and have to cut it down to one, you know.
A začínam vždycky s tým, že mám 10 strán poznámok a musím to nejako zredukovať na jednu stranu.
But anyways, the numbers, in my opinion, it's all about what the title says, life with God.
Numery, alebo táto štvrtá Mojžišova je o tom, čo nám tu hovorí aj nadpis, že je to život s Bohom.
How to live with God.
A ako žiť s Bohom.
Like literally.
Doslova a do písmena.
You know, not like this kind of abstract, this idea, yeah, I kind of follow God.
Nie nejaká abstraktná myšlienka, že áno, nasledujem Pána Boha.
But to actually live in God, with God.
Ale skutočne, ako môžeme žiť s Bohom?
Just like I live with Ivetka.
Ako napríklad ja žijem s Ivetkou.
And our children.
A s našimi deťmi.
And the, you know, and we have to figure out how to do it.
A musíme prísť na to, ako môžeme spolu žiť.
So we don't kill each other.
Aby sme sa nezabili.
And you know, how do we live with God?
A ako môžeme teda žiť s Bohom?
And I'm going to share a quote from a song before we get into the scriptures.
A predtým ako pôjdeme do písma, tak sa chcem s vami podeliť o jeden citát z piesne.
It says we were meant to live for so much more.
Bolo nám dané, aby sme žili pre niečo, čo je o mnoho viac.
But we've lost ourselves.
Ale sme sa niekde stratili.
And I think this will help us to move into the topic.
A možno toto nám pomôže, aby sme sa posunuli do tejto témy.
Because we'll see as we go through numbers that we were called to live one way.
Alebo keď si budeme prechádzať túto knihu, tak uvidíme, že sme povolaní, aby sme žili jedným spôsobom.
Which God offers us.
Spôsobom, ktorý nám Pán Boh ponúka.
He invites us into a life with him.
Do ktorého nás pozýva, aby sme žili tento život s ním.
And it's full of more.
A je to plné toho viac.
But many times we live for less.
Ale mnohokrát žijeme pre to, čo je menej.
And we lose ourselves in ourselves.
A strácame sa potom sami v sebe.
You know, and Numbers is really the story of Israel's struggle with living with God versus living their own way.
A táto kniha, 4. Mojžišova, je o tom, že Izrael zápasil s tým, aby žili pre seba, alebo aby žili pre to, ako boli stvorení.
And if you've been a Christian for a while, you know that struggle.
A ak si kresťanom už dlhšiu dobu, tak poznáš aj ty tento zápas.
You're in good company.
Si v dobrej spoločnosti.
The Apostle Paul writes about it.
Apoštol Pavol o tomto píše.
He says, you know, I'm doing what I don't want to do, but I know what I want to do.
A hovorí o tom, že robím to, čo nechcem, a niekedy nerobím to, čo chcem.
You know, I know God wants me this way, but I keep ending up over here.
A viem, že Pán Boh chce, aby som bol tu na tomto mieste, ale niekde skončím úplne mimo.
And that was the Israelites' experience.
A to bol vlastne zážitok aj Izraelcov.
That struggle between living life my way and living life with God.
A zápas medzi tým, že žijem si život po svojom alebo žijem život podľa Boha.
And in English we call the book Numbers.
V angličtine tam máme ten názov numery.
Because if you go through the book there's a lot of numbers.
Lebo keby ste si prechádzali tou knihou, je tam veľa čísel.
The book starts with a census, a national census of the Hebrew people.
A kniha začína tým, že bolo sčítanie ľudu izraelského.
And it ends with a census.
A takisto to aj končí sčítaním ľudu.
And there's about 40 years between those two censuses.
A medzi týmito dvomi sčítaniami prešlo zhruba 40 rokov.
And since we don't have time, so I'm not going to go through all the numbers.
Čiže keď nemáme toľko veľa času, tak nebudem hovoriť o všetkých týchto číslach.
But to make it short, is God fulfilled his promise to Abraham.
Ale aby som to skrátil, tak je to naplnenie Božieho zasľúbenia pre Abrahama.
Remember, sorry, it was God came to Abraham and said, I'm going to make you a great nation.
A ak si spomínate, keď Pán Boh povedal Abrahamovi, ja z teba spravím veľký národ.
And it was just him and Sarah, right?
A boli vtedy len oni dvaja, Abraham a Sara.
Nation of two.
Národ dvoch ľudí.
And by the time you get to Numbers, it's a nation of many. And you can read the numbers and add them all up and figure out how many.
Okay? A keď prichádzame k tejto štvrtej Mojžišovej, tak už je z nich veľký národ a môžete si to prečítať, že koľko ich bolo dokopy.
And God has called his people into relationship with him.
Pán Boh pozýva svoj ľud do vzťahu s ním.
We saw that in Exodus.
Videli sme to v druhej Mojžišovej.
We saw last week he called them to a relationship of worship.
Minulý týždeň sme si hovorili, ako ich pozýva do vzťahu uctievania.
And if you would look through the book of Numbers, you'll see that they started off well.
A keby ste si pozerali aj túto knihu, štvrtú Mojžišovu, tak by ste videli, že síce začali dobre,
but then they began to have problems with living with God.
Ale potom začínajú mávať problémy s tým, že majú žiť pre Boha.
Just like many of us have problems with living with someone.
A takisto aj my máme niekedy problémy s tým, že máme s niekým iným žiť.
Maybe someone in your house,
možno
you have a family.
Niekto u vás doma, ak máte rodinu.
It's a little bit messy.
Je tam neporiadok.
And you don't like it.
A tebe sa to nepáči.
Maybe my boy sometimes like, "Mommy, do we have to eat this?"
Alebo moji chalani povedia, že mami, na toto musíme zjesť.
Israelites did the same thing to God.
A Izraelci to robili Bohu.
Really? Manna again?
Zase manna, to vážne.
Can't we have what we had in Egypt?
Nemôžeme mať to, čo sme mali v Egypte?
Where's the meat around here, God?
Kde je nejaké maso?
You know? Where's all the water?
Kde je nejaká voda?
Yeah. You know, and they were complaining about everything with living with God.
A sťažovali sa na všetko, keď žili s Bohom.
And God wanted to take him into the promised land.
Pán Boh ich chcel doviesť do zasľúbenej zeme.
I don't remember exactly how many days journey, but it's not a long, it's like under 2 weeks.
A neviem, ako dlho by to normálne trvalo, do 2 týždňov by sa tam mali dostať.
And it takes them 40 years.
A trvalo im to 40 rokov.
Because they just keep fighting with God the whole way.
Lebo zápasili s Bohom celú tú cestu.
Trying to do it their way.
A snažili sa to robiť podľa seba.
And I said there was a second census.
A povedal som vám, že bolo druhé sčítanie.
And if you look at the numbers in the second census.
A keby ste si pozreli čísla v tom druhom sčítaní.
They are a lot lower than the first census.
Tak ich bolo o mnoho menej ako v tom prvom sčítaní.
Actually, there's a population decrease.
Tá ich populácia upadla alebo sa umenšila.
All that to say.
Čo som tým chcel povedať?
You know, if we want to grow and we want to move forward, we need to grow and move forward with God.
Ak aj my chceme rásť a chceme napredovať, tak musíme to robiť s Bohom.
And when we do things our way, sometimes we're just like the Israelites, we're just wandering around in the desert.
A keď budeme robiť veci našim spôsobom, tak budeme ako Izraelci, budeme sa túlať po púšti a budeme stratení.
I want to read something from Leviticus before we get into Numbers though.
Ešte mám chcem prečítať niečo z 3. Mojžišovej predtým, ako pôjdeme do 4.
Because I figure you guys are probably about as studious as my students.
Lebo som si uvedomil, že určite si aj vy robíte tak domáce úlohy ako moji študenti.
No one likes homework.
Nikto nemá rád domáce úlohy.
And I threw out some verses last week and if you read them, God bless you.
A kázal som vám prečítať si niečo a ak ste si ich prečítali, nech vás Pán Boh požehná.
But I'm going to just read some of them for you.
Ale pre istotu vám niektoré z nich prečítam.
So we know what happened to the Israelites.
Vieme už, čo sa stalo s Izraelcami.
But in Leviticus it tells us what God wanted to do for them. What could have happened.
V 3. Mojžišovej máme napísané, čo Pán Boh s nimi chcel spraviť alebo čo sa mohlo stať.
If they had lived with him and related to him well.
Ak by žili s ním a mali dobrý vzťah s ním.
In Leviticus 26.
3. Mojžišova 26.
In verse 4.
4. verš.
4 to 13.
Od 4. po 13.
I'm just going to pick a few of these things.
Ja si vyberám len zo pár z týchto veršov.
God said he was going to do a bunch of things for his people.
Pán Boh povedal, že bude robiť kopec z rôznych vecí pre svoj ľud.
He said, I'm going to send rain in its season and you're going to have lots of crops.
Hovorí im, dám vám dažde v príhodnom čase a zem vydá svoju úrodu.
It's just going to continue on and on and on.
Potom to pokračuje a rozpráva tam veľa vecí.
At the end of verse 5 says, you'll eat all the food you want and you'll live safely in your land.
A koniec 5. Oberačka bude trvať po sejbu. Najete sa chleba do sitosti a bezpečne budete bývať vo svojej krajine.
I will grant peace in the land and you will lie down and you will not be afraid.
V krajine spôsobím pokoj a keď si ľahnete, nik vás nevyruší.
Verse 7. You will pursue your enemies and they will fall down by the sword. 5 of you will chase 100 and 100 of you will chase 10,000.
Vy budete prenasledovať svojich nepriateľov a oni podľahnú vášmu meču. 5 z vás budú hnať 100 ľudí a 100 z vás bude hnať 10,000.
Verse 9. I will look on you with favor and make you fruitful and increase your numbers, your population, and I will keep my covenant with you.
9. verš. Obrátim sa k vám, urobím vás plodnými, rozmnožím vás a uplatním svoju zmluvu s vami.
You'll eat last year's harvest and then you'll have to move it away so to make room for the new one.
Budete jesť staré z predošlého roku a staré budete musieť vypratávať pred novým.
You have more than you need.
Budete mať viacej, ako potrebujete.
I will put my dwelling place among you and I will not abhor you, I will not push you away.
Postavím svoj príbytok medzi vami a nesprotivím si vás.
I will walk among you and be your God.
Budem chodiť medzi vami a budem vám Bohom.
And you'll be my people.
A vy budete môjim ľudom.
I'm the Lord your God who brought you out of Egypt.
Ja som Hospodin váš Boh, ktorý som vás vyviedol z krajiny Egypťanov.
So that you would no longer be slaves.
Aby ste neboli otrokmi.
I broke the bars of your yoke and enabled you to walk with heads held high.
Aby ste neboli otrokmi, polámal som ihlice vášho jarma a dal som vám chodiť so vstýčenou hlavou.
God said he would do all those things for his people.
Pán Boh hovorí, že by spravil všetky tieto veci pre svoj ľud.
He would just pour out more upon them.
Že by im vylial viac na všetkých z nich.
They'd have more food than they needed, they'd have more safety than they needed, they'd have more of everything than they needed.
Mali by viacej všetkého, čo by potrebovali, či už jedla, bezpečnosť, čokoľvek.
All they had to do.
A čo sa od nich očakávalo?
Is live with God.
Bolo to, že budú žiť s Bohom.
Follow his ways.
Budú nasledovať jeho chodníky.
Worship him in the way that he required.
Aby ho uctievali takým spôsobom, ako to on očakáva.
That was one way.
To bola jedna cesta, jeden spôsob.
That was a good way, the easy way.
To bola tá ľahká cesta.
And then you had the hard way, right?
A potom máme tú ťažkú cestu.
Our way.
Naša cesta.
And we know how our way leads.
A vieme, ako tá naša cesta ide.
What I really want to do is, as we look through Numbers, and we're going to do that now,
a čo chcem robiť, keď si budeme prezerať štvrtú Mojžišovu, do čoho pôjdeme teraz?
We will not look at Israel's failures.
Nebudeme si pozerať tie pády Izraela.
There's lots of them in there.
Lebo ich je veľa.
But let's look at God's intention.
Ale pozrieme si Boží zámer.
Look at God's heart for his people.
Pozrieme si Božie srdce pre svoj ľud.
Because his heart for his people is the same heart he has for us.
Lebo to, čo bolo na Božom srdci vtedy pre jeho ľud, je na jeho srdci aj teraz pre nás.
And there's just three, we're going to just look at three different things.
Pozrieme si tri rôzne veci.
We're going to look at abiding with God, living with him.
A budeme si pozerať to, že zotrvávame, žijeme s Bohom.
Moving with him.
A hýbeme sa s ním.
And being blessed by him.
A to, že sme ním požehnaní.
So we're going to jump around in Numbers. I'm going to ask you to turn to chapter 2.
A budeme preskakovať v tejto 4. Mojžišovej druhú kapitolu, keby ste si nalistovali.
And this first idea that we see about God is abiding with God or living with God. It's okay. And we're going to look at the first three verses.
Čiže prvá myšlienka je, že zotrvávame v ňom prvé tri verše.
And we'll just read in Slovak.
Great.
Oh, I can read it.
No. Hospodin hovoril Mojžišovi a Áronovi. Izraelci budú táboriť každý pod svojou zástavou. Pri odznakoch svojich rodín dookola oproti svetostánku budú tábory. Vpredu na východnej strane bude táboriť zástava Judovho tábora z jeho vojmy. Kniežaťom Judovcov bude Nachšon, syn Aminadábov.
That's good. Yeah. All right. Really simple idea here.
Veľmi jednoduchá myšlienka, ktorú tu máme.
You know, so you got to imagine there's over a million people.
Musíte si predstaviť, že ich bolo zhruba milión ľudí.
Some people theorize even like about 2 million.
Niektorí ľudia si alebo čo sú to? Scholars si myslia, že ich bolo možno až 2 milióny.
Let's imagine you have like 2 million people trying to camp in one place.
A teraz si predstav, že máš skupinu 2 miliónov ľudí, ktorí sa snažia stanovať niekde na jednom mieste spolu.
I mean, think like if you've been to Camp Fest.
Ak ste boli na Camp Feste.
Or even think further in distance, like in the past, like Woodstock, okay?
Alebo Woodstock.
But
trošku ďalej
put it on steroids and just add that like massive numbers, okay?
A keby ste to dali na steroidy a bolo by to ešte o mnoho väčšie.
You know, it lends itself to a lot of chaos and confusion and sanitary problems, right?
A vyzerá, že tam by mohlo byť kopec rôznych problémov, či už chaos alebo sanitárne problémy.
And God basically in the book of Numbers here, he's going to organize this huge group of people.
A v tejto štvrtej Mojžišovej Pán Boh chce zorganizovať túto obrovskú skupinu ľudí.
So, you know, you are a community, but you're a chaotic community. I'm going to put you in order.
A hovorím, že áno, ste skupina ľudí, ale ste chaotickou skupinou, tak vám dám poriadok, alebo vás usporiadam.
And the way God said they were going to order their life and their community was that they were going to, he's going to build, you know, the tent of meeting, the tabernacle.
A ako to budú robiť, bolo to, že postavili svetostánok alebo stánok stretávania.
And then we're going to build the camp around the tabernacle.
A potom postavíme všetky tie stany podľa rodín okolo tohto svetostánku.
So God says, I want to be in the very center of your community.
A Pán Boh im hovorí, ja chcem byť v úplnom strede vášho spoločenstva.
That's how we're going to organize this thing.
Tak toto celé zorganizujeme.
You know, and everyone's going to be around me. I'm going to be in the middle.
Všetci budete okolo mňa, ja budem v strede.
Everyone's going to have a view on me.
Každý ma bude môcť vidieť.
Everyone's going to have access.
Každý bude mať prístup.
You know, everyone's going to experience my presence.
Každý bude môcť zakúsiť, zažiť moju prítomnosť.
And it was a shared community experience.
A bolo to také zdieľanie, ktoré mali v tejto spoločnosti.
Because he already said it in the other, in Exodus and Leviticus, he wants that group of people to be his people.
Lebo už to hovoril v tých predošlých knihách, že chce, aby boli jeho ľudom.
It's a family encircled around their father.
Že sú rodina, ktorá sa schádza okolo ich otca.
And for me that's a great picture.
Pre mňa je to úžasný obraz.
We need that.
Aj my to potrebujeme.
You know, if we need that in every area in our church.
My to potrebujeme v každej oblasti. Potrebujeme to v zbore,
in our families,
v našich rodinách,
in our marriages,
v našich manželstvách,
in our workplaces everywhere.
Na našich pracoviskách všade.
You know, in our marriage,
naše manželstve,
there should be three individuals, Ivetka, myself, and Jesus.
Mali by tam byť tri osobnosti, Patrik, Ivetka a Pán Ježiš.
And it's not me and Ivetka and Jesus come over here.
A nie je to tak, že my dvaja sme tu a Pán Ježiš je niekde na boku.
But Jesus in the middle of us.
Nie, Pán Ježiš musí byť v strede nás.
That's a good place for him to be.
To je úžasné miesto pre neho.
Then on those tough days we don't kill each other.
Potom v tých ťažkých dňoch sa nezabijeme navzájom.
There's those days where God's like...
Sú dni, keď Pán Boh robí takého rozhodcu.
There's always those other days, hey group hug.
Potom sú zase iné dni, keď sú to, že dobre, teraz sa všetci objímeme.
Right? But we need Jesus in the center.
Ale potrebujeme Pána Ježiša v našom strede.
We need to build our lives around him.
Aj my potrebujeme mať zbudované naše životy okolo neho.
You know, Paul will talk about this.
Pavel o tomto hovorí.
He writes to the church in Corinth.
Keď písal zboru v Korinte.
He says, there's only one foundation for your church.
A hovorí, že je len jediný základ pre váš zbor.
There's only one foundation for your life.
Jediný základ pre váš život.
Is Jesus.
A to je Pán Ježiš.
You can build however you want on this foundation. It's a free for all.
A môžeš stavať ako chceš na tomto základe. Čo si zvolíš, to si zvolíš.
You can, you know, build with gold if you want. You can build with rocks, dirt, I don't care.
Môžeš stavať zo zlata, z kamenia, z tehál, z hocičoho, čo chceš, to si zvolíš.
You know, there's going to be a day and your work's going to be revealed if you built well or not.
Príde jeden deň, kedy tvoje dielo sa ukáže, že či bolo dobré, alebo či teda obstojí, alebo nie.
But really, what really matters is what foundation you're building on.
Ale na čom záleží je, na akom základe staviaš.
Because if you're not building on the foundation of Jesus,
lebo ak nestaviaš na základe Pána Ježiša,
it's shaky, right?
Tak je to trasľavé, alebo nestále.
Jesus used that parable about the man who builds on the rock versus the man who builds on the sand, right?
Pán Ježiš použil to podobenstvo o mužovi, ktorý staval na skale a o mužovi, ktorý staval na piesku.
He says, when the storms come, one is going to stand and one's not.
A hovorí, že keď príde burka, tak jedno obstojí a druhé neobstojí.
And we, I think, as Christians have to be careful.
A aj my ako kresťania musíme mať na pozore.
That we actually really have Jesus in the center of all those things, our family, our church, our places like this.
Alebo teda musíme dávať pozor, či Pán Ježiš je v strede našich manželstiev, našich domácností, nášho zboru.
Let's be honest with ourselves.
A musíme byť úprimní sami pred sebou.
It's so easy to fill all those things with other things.
Lebo je veľmi jednoduché, aby sme naplnili všetky tieto oblasti nášho života niečím iným.
Lesser things.
Niečím, čo je menej.
And we don't usually do it intentionally, it just kind of creeps in there.
A väčšinou to ani nerobievame s tým cieľom, že to tak chceme zaplniť, len sa to tam potichučky vkradne.
But if we are not standing only on Jesus.
Ale ak nestojíme len na Pánovi Ježišovi,
we're not going to stand at all.
Tak nebudeme stáť vôbec.
So that's how God organizes group of people.
Takže takýmto spôsobom Pán Boh zorganizoval túto obrovskú skupinu ľudí.
I'm going to just share a little side note, kind of a tangent.
A ešte na okraj vám chcem povedať.
We're not going to read through all this, but you'll notice in verse 3 it says, on the east, towards the sunrise, the divisions of the camps of Judah are to encamp under their standard or under their flag.
A bolo tam napísané, že na východ má táboriť Júda so svojím táborom.
Mm-hmm. And basically how it worked was that you know, God didn't say, just say, hey, I'm going to put my tabernacle in the middle and anyone just kind of figure it out and get around me.
A Pán Boh nepovedal, že dobre, tak ja budem mať tento svetostánok a vy sa usporiadajte, ako chcete, okolo mňa.
But he basically, remember there was some tribes.
A ak si spomínate, boli určité kmene.
And he broke them down into tribal groups and groups of tribes, usually in four, I think.
A rozdelil ich zhruba po štyroch kmeňoch.
Anyway, in the groups.
Yeah.
And he sent, you know, a few tribes on the east and a few tribes on the west and on the north and on the south.
Po troch, traja na východ, traja na sever, traja na západ, traja na juh.
And so there, you know, you got this here and then you just have to kind of move back, right?
Čiže máte niečo v strede a odtiaľ idete dozadu.
And then the same way that way.
A to isté tým druhým smerom.
Same way that way.
A to isté tým ďalším smerom.
Same way that way.
A zase aj na juh.
And there, there's this story.
A je príbeh.
In Numbers, and it's in Numbers 24.
V 24. kapitole.
And
tejto knihy, 4. Mojžišovej.
They've basically been wandering around for a while.
Kde už sa túlali dosť dlho Izraelci.
And they've run into trouble.
A prišiel tam nejaký problém, nastal problém.
And there's this group of people who neighboring, and I think they were the Moabites.
A bola tam skupina ľudí, ktorá bola ich susedmi, a myslím, že to boli Moabci.
And they send this kind of guru spiritual prophet guy named Balaam.
Poslali tam takého guru duchovného človeka, ktorý sa volal Bilám.
And he's the guy who, you know, has a donkey speaking to him later. You guys know that guy.
Ak si spomínate, to bol ten človek, ktorému Somárik prehovoril trošku neskôr.
Well, he sent four different times to go curse the people of Israel.
A tento človek je poslaný, aby štyrikrát rôznymi inými spôsobmi preklial izraelský národ.
And in chapter 26, I got to find the verse.
24. kapitole.
Verse 5 and 7, 5 through 7.
5. až 7. verš.
Now, he is, this guy Balaam, he's come up onto this hill.
A tento chlapík Bileam prišiel na vrch.
And he's gonna curse Israel.
A má na mysli, že ide preklínať Izrael.
And then it says the Spirit of God comes upon this guy.
A potom je tam napísané, že na ňo zostúpil Boží duch.
And instead of cursing, he blesses them.
A namiesto toho, aby ich preklínal, ich začína žehnať.
And he says, how beautiful are your tents, O Jacob, your dwelling places, O Israel.
A v 5. verši hovorí, aké krásne sú tvoje stany, O Jakob, tvoje príbytky, Izrael.
Like valleys they spread out, like gardens beside a river.
Rozprestierajú sa ako údolia, ako záhrady pri rieke.
Like aloes planted by the Lord.
Ako aloe, ktoré zasadil Hospodin.
Like cedars beside the waters.
Ako cédre pri vodách.
Water that flows from their buckets will seed with an abundant water.
Voda potečie z jeho vedier a jeho siatiny budú pri hojných vodách.
We'll just stop there.
Tu skončíme.
I've heard one scholar, he said this, I thought it was interesting.
Počul som jedného študovaného chlapika, ktorý o tomto hovoril a myslel som si, že to bolo dosť zaujímavé.
So you got the tabernacle.
A keď máte svetostánok.
You got a bunch of people this way, a bunch of people this way, this way, this way.
A máte také akože tie skupiny tých ľudí rôznymi smermi od toho svetostánku.
And you got Balaam up here on the hill.
Potom Bileam bol hore na tom kopci.
He's gonna curse, but then he ends up blessing.
A ako išiel preklínať, ale skončil s tým, že požehnával.
He says something interesting. How beautiful are your tents?
A hovorí tam niečo zaujímavé, že aké krásne sú tvoje stany.
If you look at the numbers and the groups of tribes where God spread them out.
Ale keď si pozriete teda túto štvrtú Mojžišovu a ako ich Pán Boh zoradil a roztriedil.
Because not each tribe was equal in number.
Alebo nie každý kmeň mal taký istý počet členov.
They would have theoretically formed a cross.
Teoreticky, keby ste sa na to pozreli, tak by boli vo forme kríža.
Because you have to do the numbers, but it comes out that way.
Museli by ste si pozrieť tie čísla všetky, ale vychádza to teda takto.
If we take the Bible literally, and we do.
A ak bereme Bibliu doslova, čo my sa snažíme.
And you do the math, it creates this form of a cross.
A keby ste si to teda predstavili, tak by to vytvorilo formu kríža.
He says, how beautiful are your tents?
A hovorí, aké krásne sú tvoje stany.
You know, they're like gardens, they're like trees planted by water.
Sú ako záhrada, ako stromy, ktoré sú zasadené pri vode.
It's a pleasant place.
Je to príjemné miesto.
Just reminds me.
Mne to pripomína.
I think Peter shared this.
Myslím, že Peťo o tomto hovoril.
I think to Psalm chapter 1. Psalm 1.
Prvý žalm.
I don't know. Psalm 1 talks about the man of God.
Hovorí sa tam o Božom mužovi.
Or the woman of God who meditates on the Lord.
Alebo o Božej žene, ktorí rozímajú nad Božím slovom.
And the psalmist David describes that person like a tree planted by waters.
A žalmista hovorí o tomto človeku, že je ako zasadený strom pri vodách.
Who is fruitful.
Ktorý prináša ovocie.
Who is growing.
Rastie.
Who is fruitful in many seasons.
Prináša ovocie v mnohých obdobiach.
You know, it does not fail.
Does not fail.
Does not.
Ako? Nezlyháva alebo nevedne, tak?
All I have to say is when we abide with Jesus.
Čo tým chcem povedať je, že keď aj my zotrvávame s Pánom Ježišom,
just like he says in John 15,
tak ako hovorí v Jánovi v 15. kapitole,
when we're connected with him,
keď my sme na Neho napojení,
we will grow, we will be fruitful.
Budeme rásť, budeme prinášať ovocie.
That was one of many things God intended for his people that we see in Numbers.
To bola jedna z vecí, čo mal Pán Boh na mysli so svojim ľudom, ktoré vidíme zo 4. Mojžišovej.
Another thing is that God wanted them to move with him.
Pán Boh chcel, aby sa ďalšia vec teda je, aby sa hýbali s ním.
We know it wasn't just that there was this tabernacle, but God's presence was upon this place.
Vieme, že tam nebol len ten svetostánok, ale bola tam aj Božia prítomnosť.
And we know in the nighttime it was some kind of fire.
V noci to bolo opísané ako ohnivý stĺp.
That's how he manifested or expressed himself.
Takto sa Pán Boh dokazoval.
And then in the daytime it was a cloud.
A počas dňa to bol oblak.
And we see in Numbers chapter 9 he talks about this in detail.
A v 4. Mojžišovej v 9. kapitole to opisuje do detailov.
In verse 15.
15. verš.
Says the actually could you just read it in Slovak? Uh-huh. You're going to be okay with that?
Yeah.
15 to the end.
V ten deň, keď bol postavený príbytok, oblak prikryl príbytok, stánok svedectva. Večer však a od večera do rána mal vzhľad ohňa. Only 15 or 16?
No, to the end.
To the end. Mm-hmm. A tak bývalo vždy. Oblak ho zakrýval a v noci mal ohnivý vzhľad. Kedykoľvek sa oblak zodvihol sponad stánku, vydávali sa Izraelci na cestu na mieste, kde spočinul oblak. Tam sa utáborili. Na pokyn Hospodinov sa Izraelci dávali na cestu a na pokyn Hospodinov sa utáborili. Dokiaľ oblak spočíval nad príbytkom, táborili. Keď oblak dlhší čas spočíval na príbytku, zachovávajúc nariadenie Hospodinovo, Izraelci sa nevydávali na cestu.
We'll just go to 19. So, they had to move with him.
Čiže hýbali sa s ním.
And that kind of forced them to do three things.
A to ich prinútilo, aby robili tri veci.
The first one is they had to focus.
Prvá vec bola, že museli upriamiť pozornosť.
They had to actually pay attention to what was happening in the center of the camp and not just kind of figure out what was going on in their little neighborhood.
Museli dávať pozor na to, čo sa dialo v strede tábora, nie len v tom ich maličkom susedstve.
Because if you read on, you'll see that it wasn't like there was a schedule.
Lebo ako sme si čítali, tak nebol tam nejaký program, niečo museli dodržiavať nejaký čas.
Wasn't like, okay, we're going to be here camp for 3 days and then we're going to go at 12 o'clock sharp.
Nebolo tam, že dobre, tak teraz sa utaboríme na 3 dní a o 12:00 presne vyrazíme ďalej.
We'll travel for 6 hours and we're going to stop again and do the same thing over again.
A budeme cestovať 6 hodín, potom sa znovu utaboríme a budeme robiť to isté.
Sometimes God was there for a day.
Niekedy Pán Boh sa utaboril na deň.
Sometimes he was there for a month.
Niekedy možno mesiac.
You know, maybe it was 2 days. You never knew.
Možno to boli 2 dni, nikdy ste nevedeli.
You had to pay attention.
Museli ste dávať pozor.
You had to pay attention. Is the cloud moving? Is the fire moving? Is it time to go?
Hýbe sa oblak alebo oheň sa už zdvihol? Ideme, balíme?
And it just reminds me of those verses in Hebrews chapter 12.
A pripomína mi to tie verše zo Židom z 12. kapitoly, ktoré nám hovoria, aby sme upriamili naše oči na Pána Ježiša, ktorý je pôvodcom aj dokonávateľom našej viery. A niekedy je to ťažké, aby sme to robili. Lebo je veľa vecí, ktoré sa snaží zaplniť a zaneprázdniť naše oči a našu myseľ.
You know, it's very easy to kind of do your own thing innocently.
A je veľmi jednoduché, aby sme si robili tie svoje veci, i keď tak nevinnosti.
And we kind of go along our path and then we, you know, something happens.
A pokračujeme na tej našej ceste a niečo sa stane.
Like, hey, God, where are you?
A potom, Pane Bože, a kde si?
No, you're way back here.
Oh, až tak ďaleko.
Right? Because we just get in our thing and our groove, right?
Lebo my sa tak zahlbíme do tej našej situácie alebo do tej našej veci, v ktorej sme.
They were also forced, they followed.
Tiež boli nútení, aby nasledovali.
They had to move when he moved.
Museli sa hýbať, keď on sa pohol.
You know, it wasn't like he was going to meet them there, but they actually had to follow him. He was in the front.
Nebolo to také, že dobre, ja pôjdem a vy sa tam so mnou stretnete. On bol vpredu a oni nasledovali.
Now, God knew the kind of people he was dealing with.
A Pán Boh vedel, s akými ľuďmi tu má dočinenia.
And they were kind of like us, they weren't always the brightest.
A boli veľmi podobní nám, neboli vždycky dosť chytrí.
Or they were probably more better said they were stubborn like us.
Alebo ešte keby som to lepšie povedal, boli tvrdohlaví, takisto ako my.
Now, where they were is the Sinai Peninsula.
Kde sa nachádzali, bola to peninsula časti Sinai.
It's a desert there.
Je tam púšť.
There's not a lot there.
A nie je tam žiadna nejaká zaujímavosť.
It would look like this, except there's actually lots of mountains there as well.
Vyzeralo by to asi takto, s tým, že je tam kopec vrchov.
I mean, there's some vegetation, but there's not a lot out there.
A sú tam aj nejaké porasty, nejaké rastlinky, ale nie je tam toho hrozne veľa.
And if you've ever been in the desert, we all know it's hot, right?
A ak ste boli niekedy na púšti, tak viete, že je tam horko.
And you get sunburn.
A môžete dostať aj úpal, alebo môžete byť spálený.
And that's okay for one or two days, but not for 40 years.
A to by bolo v poriadku, keby to bolo možno na deň, na dva, ale nie 40 rokov.
You know, and God said he had this cloud.
A je tam napísané, že Pán Boh mal taký oblak.
And I think sometimes we think of it like we saw that fire.
A myslím si, že niekedy to ponímame, ako to bolo na tom obrázku, ten oheň takýto.
It could have been.
Mohlo to byť.
But usually clouds as we know it are more like this, right?
Ale väčšinou oblaky, keď si ich predstavíme, tak sú vo vodorovnej
just
polohe.
They're kind of out, right?
A sú roztiahnuté.
In my imagination, and I think this is true.
A moja predstava je, myslím teda, že je to správna predstava.
You've got the tabernacle, you've got God.
Čiže máš svetostánok, máš Boha.
You've got his people.
Máš jeho ľud.
And then you've got his cloud.
A potom máš ten oblak.
And if you've ever been under a cloud in the desert, it's a lot nicer than not being under a cloud.
A ak ste teda boli na púšti a ste pod nejakým oblakom, tak tam sa cítite o mnoho lepšie, ako keď ste na púšti a nie ste pod tým oblakom.
Here's the easy part.
Čiže tu je tá ľahká časť.
During the day,
cez deň,
when God moved,
keď sa Pán Boh pohol,
the shade moved.
Tak aj ten tieň sa hýbal.
All of a sudden you're baking.
Zrazu ste sa začali piecť.
If you're not moved with them, you're getting sunburn.
Ak sa s ním nehýbeš, tak dostaneš úpal a budeš spálený.
You're gonna get hot and sweaty.
Bude ti horúco a budeš sa potiť.
I like that image.
Mne sa páči tento obraz.
It's cooler when you're with God.
Je to lepšie, alebo je tam príjemnejšie, keď sa hýbeš s Bohom.
Jesus said this over and over again. Come follow me.
Pán Ježiš nám to hovoril neustále. Poď a nasleduj mňa.
Says, my burden's easy, it's light, it's good.
Moje bremeno je ľahké, je dobré, je príjemné.
Another thing.
Ďalšia vec.
And I know Peter has said this.
A viem, že Peťa toto povedal.
Blessed are the flexible, they will not be broken.
Požehnaní sú tí, ktorí sú flexibilní, lebo nebudú zlomení.
They had to be flexible, right?
Aj oni museli byť flexibilní.
You know, they couldn't just hold to their own little time frames.
Nemohli dodržiavať svoju vlastnú časovú priamku.
They had to be flexible.
Museli byť flexibilní.
Isaiah the prophet says this.
Prorok Izaiáš hovorí toto.
Says, your ways, my ways.
Tvoje cesty, moje cesty.
They're not God's ways.
Nie sú Božími cestami.
You know, the way we would go is not the way God would go.
Tak ako my by sme sa chceli uberať, by nebola tá cesta, po ktorej by Pán Boh chcel ísť.
We have to be flexible to him.
Musíme byť flexibilní a počúvať ho.
That's why Paul will say to the church in Galatia.
Preto Pavol hovorí zboru v Galácii.
Chapter 5 verse 25.
5:25.
So since we live by the Spirit.
Keďže žijeme duchom.
Since we live by God.
Keďže žijeme s Bohom,
let us keep in step with the Spirit.
Tak dodržiavajme aj ten náš krok, alebo kráčajme s ním.
If we profess to have life with the Spirit.
Ak vyznávame, že máme život plný ducha,
we gotta keep in step with the Spirit.
Tak musíme dodržiavať aj krok s ním.
We gotta walk with him.
Musíme s ním kráčať.
So one last thing we'll look at.
A posledná vec, na ktorú sa chceme pozrieť.
Last intention.
Posledný zámer.
Was God wanted to bless his people.
Bolo to, že Pán Boh chcel požehnať svoj ľud.
And we saw some of those things in Leviticus.
Videli sme niektoré z týchto vecí už v 3. Mojžišovej.
But in Numbers chapter 6, God pronounces a very specific blessing upon his people.
Ale v 4. Mojžišovej, 6. kapitole, Pán Boh vyhlasuje veľmi špeciálne požehnanie nad svojim ľudom.
The one we saw in Leviticus was more like, you know, I'm gonna, you know, give you food and protection and this kind of stuff.
To, čo sme videli v 3. Mojžišovej, bolo o tom, že dám vám jedlo, dám vám ochranu a veci podobné s týmto.
This one's a little bit different. This one's a little bit more intimate and personal.
A toto je trošku iné. Je to také dôvernejšie a osobnejšie.
And we see in Numbers chapter 6.
Čiže 4. Mojžišova, 6. kapitola.
Verse 22 to 27 we see what we know as Aaron's blessing or the priestly blessing.
22 až 27 je tam Áronovské požehnanie alebo kňazské požehnanie.
And this would be something that would be given and said often.
A toto bolo niečo, čo sa hovorilo a ako sa požehnávalo často.
And it was a regular, maybe even daily reminder of God's feelings for his people and God's intentions for them.
A bolo to vlastne takým každodenným pripomínaním toho, ako sa Pán Boh cítil ohľadom svojho ľudu a vlastne, aby si to mohli oni pripomínať sami pre seba.
And God's the same today, so it's for us as well.
A tým, že Pán Boh je ten istý aj dnes, tak môže to byť pripomienka aj pre nás.
So let's look at it. You know it, but let's look at it.
Pozrieme si to. Určite to poznáte, ale pozrieme si to znovu.
So verse 22 says, the Lord said to Moses, tell Aaron and his sons, this is how you are to bless the Israelites.
22:23. Hospodin hovoril Mojžišovi, povedz Áronovi a jeho synom, takto hovoriac, požehnávajte Izraelcov.
Say to them this.
Toto im hovorte.
The Lord bless you and keep you.
Nech ťa požehná Hospodin a nech ťa ochraňuje.
The Lord make his face shine upon you.
Nech rozjasní Hospodin svoju tvár nad tebou.
Be gracious to you.
A nech ti je milostivý.
The Lord turn his face towards you.
Nech obráti Hospodin svoju tvár k tebe.
And give you peace.
A nech ti udelí pokoj.
The Lord bless you and may he be more favorable to you than he is to others.
Nech ťa požehná Hospodin, nech je viac naklonený tebe ako ku iným.
May you have his ear in a sense.
Nech ti dá svoje ucho, aby ti načúval.
You know, may he do good to you. more than others.
Nech robí viac dobra pre teba ako pre iných.
May he keep you close.
Nech ťa ochraňuje, nech ťa udržiava blízko.
Protect you because you're right near him.
Nech ťa ochraňuje tým, že si veľmi blízko pri ňom.
May his face shine upon you.
Nech rozjasní alebo nech zažiari svojou tvárou nad tebou.
May he shine and smile upon you.
Nech sa rozjasní a nech sa usmieva nad tebou.
May he take joy in you.
Nech sa z teba teší.
That's a cool thing that God would take joy in us.
To je úžasné, že Pán Boh by sa vedel radovať z nás.
And it's coupled with this other idea, may he be gracious to you.
A je to spojené s tou ďalšou myšlienkou, nech ti je milostivý.
It's a reminder that we weren't really deserving of him to smile upon us.
A to je pripomienka toho, že sme si nezaslúžili túto jeho milosť.
But he wants to shine his favor upon us.
Ale on chce rozjasniť svoju milosť nad nami.
Says, may he turn his face towards you.
Potom pokračuje a hovorí, nech obráti svoju tvár k tebe.
You ever talk to someone, they're working on their computer, they're on their phone, something like this.
Už ste sa niekedy rozprávali s niekým, kto pracuje na počítači alebo je na telefóne a vy sa s nimi rozprávate?
How was your day?
Ako si sa dneska mal?
Cool.
Dobre.
What'd you do?
Čo si robil?
Nothing.
Nič.
Right? Don't even look at mom, right? Teenager.
Ani sa nepozrieš na maminu, teenager hlavne.
God says, he turns his face to you.
Ale tu je napísané, že nech Pán, nech Hospodin obráti svoju tvár k nám.
He wants to connect with you.
On chce mať s tebou vzťah.
He's giving you his attention.
On ti dáva svoju upriamenú pozornosť.
The God, the creator of the universe.
Pán Boh, ktorý stvoril celý vesmír.
Who's definitely got better things to do.
Ktorý má určite kopec iných vecí.
Stops what he's doing.
Skončí s tým, čo robí.
Turns his face towards you.
A obráti túto svoju tvár k tebe.
And gives you his attention.
A dá ti upriamenú pozornosť.
It's pretty impressive.
Úžasné, nie?
He says he gives you peace.
A potom nech ti dá ešte pokoj.
Gives you shalom.
Dá ti šalom.
Means a whole lot in Hebrew for the Hebrew people.
A pre Židov toto slovo šalom znamená veľa vecí.
It means that peace of in your mind and your spirit and your finances and everything.
Pokoj v mysli, pokoj v duchu, pokoj vo financiách, pokoj vo všetkých oblastiach.
It's just everything.
Celkovo pokoj.
That's what God wanted to give to his people. That's how he wanted to relate with them.
Toto Pán Boh chcel dať svojmu ľudu, takýto vzťah chcel mať s nimi.
And by doing all this in verse 27.
A tým, že toto robil v 27. verši.
Because I will put my name on the Israelites and I will bless them.
Tak nech kladú moje meno na Izraelcov a ja ich požehnám.
What that means basically put my name on, they're going to be identified by me.
A čo to vlastne znamená, že bude Božie meno dané na Izraelcov, že budú s ním stotožnení, identifikovaní.
Just like my sons have my last name.
Tak ako moji synovia majú moje priezvisko.
They you know, they get it from me.
Dostávajú to odo mňa.
They ride on my reputation.
A môžu sa zdieľať na tej reputácii, ktorú mám.
I'm bestowing a certain amount of identity upon them.
A do určitého zmyslu im dávam časť totožnosti.
God does the same thing for his people.
A Pán Boh chce robiť to isté pre svoj ľud. A uzavrieme to.
Conclusion is you were purposed to be in the presence of God. You've been purposed to live with God.
Ty si mal cieľ a tým cieľom bolo, aby si bol v prítomnosti Božej.
And that's not some mystical thing.
A nie je to žiadna mystická vec.
Just like you know, if I close my eyes, I could tell that Ivetka was near me.
A aj keď si zavriem oči, tak môžem povedať, že alebo môžem vedieť, že Ivetka tu bola.
You know that feeling where the presence of another person in the room?
A poznáš to, aj ty ten pocit, keď vieš, že niekto iný je ešte v miestnosti.
Jesus says he's that.
Pán Ježiš hovorí, že on je toto.
He's Emmanuel, God with us.
On je Immanuel, Boh je s nami.
It's not an idea, it's an experience, it's a reality.
Nie je to len myšlienka, je to zážitok. On je tu s nami.
And we need to build our lives and our marriages and our church and everything around Jesus.
A my musíme budovať naše manželstva, naše životy, náš zbor, celý tento náš život okolo neho.
Be more intentional about it.
Majme toto viac na mysli a nech to je našim cieľom.
Let's move forward and deeper with him.
Nech sa hýbeme viacej dopredu a hlbšie s ním.
There's that old hymn, trust and obey, there's no other way to be happy in Jesus, you have to trust and obey.
Je taká stará pieseň, ktorá hovorí dôveruj a poslúchaj, nie je žiadna iná cesta, len dôveruj a poslúchaj.
And we need to practice the presence of God.
Takisto musíme praktikovať Božiu prítomnosť.
There's a little book, it's written by a monk, his name was Brother Lawrence.
Bola jedna knižka, ktorú napísal mních, ktorý sa volal brat Lawrence.
It's from the 17th century.
Pochádza to zo 17. storočia.
It's actually someone else wrote it, but it's basically his life.
A teda niekto iný to napísal, ale bolo to o jeho živote.
And it was called Practicing the Presence of God.
A názov tohto bolo praktizovanie prítomnosti Božej.
And this monk, I don't know his whole story.
Nepoznám celý príbeh tohto mnícha.
But he was pretty much kind of at the bottom of the monk ranking, okay?
Bol ako keby úplne na spodine tej hierarchie mníchov.
Yeah, he wasn't a bishop, he wasn't anyone special, he wasn't super intellectual.
Nebol žiaden biskup, ani žiaden intelektuál, ani nikto nejaký významný.
But he did what he called practicing the presence of God.
Ale robil to, čo nazýval praktizovanie prítomnosti Božej.
Where he intentionally reminded himself, you know, God is here.
Kde on sám sebe pripomínal, áno, viem, že Pán Boh tu je prítomný.
And the life I live with Christ.
A ten život, ktorý žijem, žijem s Kristom.
And so one of his jobs was to wash dishes and work in the kitchen.
A jedna z tých prác, ktorú musel robiť, bolo, že umýval riady v kuchyni.
So he would wash those dishes as best as he could.
A umýval tieto riady tak, ako najlepšie vedel.
Because he said, you know, God's with me.
Lebo Pán Boh je so mnou.
And his name is upon me.
A jeho meno je nado mnou.
And my work here represents God.
A tá moja práca, ktorú tu robím, reprezentuje Pána Boha.
And everything he did was like that.
A všetko to, čo robil, robil takýmto spôsobom.
All sorts of simple things.
Všetky také jednoduché veci.
But he got noticed.
Ale potom si ho niekto všimol.
People are looking at this guy, you know, he's on the bottom, but he's way more spiritual than these other guys at the top.
Bol síce možno niekde na spodku, ale bol viacej duchovnejší ako tí, ktorí boli niekde na vrchole.
Because he lived with Christ.
Lebo žil s Kristom.
And everything he did was an expression of Christ or trying to be an expression of Christ.
A všetko, čo robil, sa snažil, aby bolo vyjadrenie Krista.
It transforms our life.
To premení aj naše životy. Premieňa naše životy.
Just one little story.
Ešte jeden príbeh.
There's a story from Numbers, you know it, where God tells Moses send out 12 spies into the land.
Ešte jeden príbeh, keď Mojžiš posiela špiónov do kanánskej krajiny, aby preskúmali túto krajinu.
It's in chapter 13 of Numbers.
Je to v 4. Mojžišovej v 13. kapitole.
And he says, you know, send the 12 spies out, they're going to check out the promised land and come back and give a report.
A hovorím, že pošlite týchto 12 špiónov, oni preskúmajú krajinu a potom sa vrátia a povedia nám o nej.
And you don't know the story, they say, yeah, it's great, there's all this, look at these amazing grapes and food and...
A oni sa vrátia a povedia, áno, je úžasné, pozrite na to hrozno, pozrite na všetky úžasné jedlá, ktoré tam majú, bolo tam super.
But there's these giants in the land and we're like grasshoppers compared to them.
Ale sú tam aj takí obri a my sme jak také lučné koníky, kobylky v porovnaní s nimi.
And there's one of these 12 young men.
A jeden z týchto 12 mladých mužov.
His name is Caleb.
Volal sa Caleb.
And he's like practically pulling out his hair.
Si ako keby začal trhať vlasy.
It's like what is because they're saying like we can't go there.
Lebo tí ďalší hovorili, že nie, nemôžeme tam ísť.
He's like what are you talking about?
A on hovorí, čože, čo to, o čom to tu rozprávate?
It's awesome there.
Je tam super.
And God is with us.
A Pán Boh je s nami.
And if he's with us, we're going to take it. It's no problem.
A ak on je s nami, tak nebude problém, zaujmeme túto krajinu.
Because he knew those things from Leviticus chapter 26.
Lebo vedel tie veci z 3. Mojžišovej z 26. kapitoly.
You know, 5 guys are going to knock off 100, right?
Piati dobijú stovku.
You know, 100 of us are going to take out 10,000.
A stovka dobije 10 000.
You know, he's going crazy.
On je úplne šialený.
Because he knows God is with him.
Lebo on vie, že Pán Boh je s ním.
And he's like, wake up guys, don't you see?
A hovorím, však sa už zobuďte aj vy, čo nevidíte?
Radically changes his perspective.
Úplne to zmenilo jeho pohľad.
You know, how will we live today?
Aj to, ako my budeme žiť dnes,
if we realize that God is present.
Keď by sme si uvedomili, že Pán Boh je prítomný.
That is actually leading us.
Že on je ten, ktorý nás vedie.
That is smiling upon us.
Že on sa nad nami usmieva.
Because he is.
Lebo sa usmieva.
Jesus said it.
Pán Ježiš to povedal.
Says, I'm with you always.
Ja som s vami po všetky dni.
Therefore go out into all the world.
A preto choďte a hovorte celému svetu.
Tell people about me.
Hovorte im o mne.
Change the world.
Zmeňte tento svet.
I'm with you, don't worry.
Ja som s vami, nestrachujte sa.
He says it 100 times, many times.
Niekoľkokrát nám to povedal.
But there's a difference between him saying it and us living it.
Ale je rozdiel medzi tým, keď on to povedal a medzi tým, či to my skutočne žijeme.
So, that's all I got for you guys.
Takže toto mám pre vás dnes.
But let's just pray. And then we'll have one last song of worship.
Potom budeme mať ešte jednu pieseň uctievania.
Next week, I'm not going to be here. We have a great guest speaker.
A budúci týždeň tu nie som, budeme mať hostia, kto bude hovoriť.
We got Laci coming.
Laci príde.
You guys love Laci. Laci's awesome, right?
Laci je super.
And he's gonna be teaching about Gideon.
Bude vyučovať o Gideonovi.
So come out, support him if you can.
Príďte, ak ho môžete, tak ho podporte tým, že prídete.
Let's pray.
Pomodlíme sa.
Lord, we just thank you that you love us.
Pane, my ti ďakujeme za to, že ty nás miluješ.
Your face shines upon us even if we're not worthy, Lord.
Že tvoja tvár je nad nami rozžiarená, i keď nie sme toho hodní.
Lord, that we have nothing to offer you, Lord, but ourselves.
A Pane, nemáme čo ti ponúknuť, len samých seba.
And you offer so much to us, Lord.
A ty nám ponúkaš tak veľa.
Lord, forgive us for just turning down your offer so many times.
A odpusť nám, Pane, že tak častokrát odmietame túto Tvoju ponuku.
Lord, we want to live for more, not live for less.
A chceme žiť pre to o mnoho viacej, čo pre nás máš, Lord, nie pre to menej.
We want to live with you,
Lord. A chceme žiť s Tebou.
Lord, and so we just invite you to do whatever you need to do right now in our hearts, in our families, in our church.
Pozývame ťa, aby si robil to, čo Ty chceš v našich rodinách, v našich životoch, v našich srdciach.
That we would go from just talking about it to actually living it.
Aby sme sa presunuli len z toho rozprávania o tebe do toho, že budeme s tebou skutočne žiť.
And we just pray these things in your great name.
A všetko toto sa modlíme v tvojom úžasnom